A new parking lot that finally opened in Cloverdale is already full most days. What's more, Paul Orazietti says, is that it's being used inefficiently. "We're losing parking spaces," he said. "It's not laid out correctly." Orazietti, the executive director of the Cloverdale BIA, said the next big step is to get it paved and get an entryway built that will allow access straight from 56A Avenue. Right now, access in from an adjacent parking lot and the throughway eats up valuable parking spaces. "It makes sense," he noted. "It was just built and it's already full." Orazietti said with paving, painting, landscaping, and a proper entrance, he thinks another 15 to 20 spots could be made available. "We want to make it more efficient, space-wise. We want to put more light in there so you can see at night time. And we want to add a bit of landscaping." He said the BIA has money in the bank for it from 2024. They're now trying to work with the city to get the paving done. "We're carrying it over from last year's budget," Orazietti noted. "We are talking to the city manager, Rob Costanzo, and we want to find out what the plans are for Cloverdale." He's not sure if the city hall will get to the lot this year, but he's trying to work with them in a non-offensive way to get it done. One way to get the lot moving ahead may be as part of the city's focus plans. Orazietti cited the Focus Newton plan the city has set out and said he's trying to find out if there will be a Focus Cloverdale plan, something he noted Cloverdale desperately needs. Orazietti said with all the massive changes coming to the area, from both the many new housing builds in the downtown core, condos and townhomes, and the new hospital going in south of Highway 10, it's more important than ever that Cloverdale prepare for the influx of new residents. "We don't know what all the elements are, but we want to bring forward some reports to the city that may help with the process. Some of the concerns are how to deal with densification, aging infrastructure, mixed-use zoning changes, sidewalk and mobility safety issues, and others. Part of what Focus Cloverdale would be the city talking to the community," Orazietti added. "Things that we think are important. Some of that would include things like dog parks, community gardens, more green space, more parking lots, community amenities. As for the parking area, it's an extension of the lot west of the Dan's Electronics building on 176th. The lot was opened early last fall after the land was leveled, crushed gravel put down, and some concrete barricades brought in. The lot has been years in the making. The BIA worked with the city to get the house removed and the lot prepared for paving. The money's there and we want to work with the city, but we have to understand their budget timeline," Orazietti added. "We want to get it done. Based on a survey of our membership, it's the number one item on their list."